In addition, you will either present a check stub from a job each week, or you will report to a government job. It may be cleaning the roadways of trash, painting and repairing public housing, whatever we find for you. We will sell your 22-inch rims and low-profile tires and your blasting stereo and speakers and put that money toward the common good. Before you write that I violated someone's rights, realize that all of the above is voluntary. If you want our money, accept our rules. Before you say that this would be demeaning and ruin their self-esteem, consider that it wasn't that long ago that taking someone else's money for doing absolutely nothing was demeaning and lowered self-esteem. If we are expected to pay for other people's mistakes, we should at least attempt to make them learn from their bad choices. The current system rewards them for continuing to make bad choices. The biggest roadblock to making positive changes in America comes from the fact that such changes will require a change of laws, which in turn means congressional action. Yet this comes at a time when polls show the lowest public opinion of that body as a consequence of the polarization of the political parties. No national lawmaker seems capable of solving public issues through rational, thoughtful debate and compromise. All national politicians can talk about today is democracy. We have to defend democracy, save democracy, and bring democracy to people in foreign lands. Citizens fail to understand that the definition of democracy is simply rule by the majority, and the clearest example of democracy in action is a lynch mob. The Founding Fathers did not leave us a pure democracy. They created a democratic republic ruled by laws and checks and balances. Only after a fair trial, complete with legal representation, a jury of peers, and the opportunity to challenge the witnesses and evidence offered by the prosecution, can a defendant be found guilty and lynched. The wealthy elite today constantly extol the benefits of democracy and majority rule because they easily manage the masses by their ownership of a mere handful of transnational media corporations. A few critics are allowed to host alternative talk shows and websites to give the impression of First Amendment freedom. The globalists don't mind, for they still control the masses through ownership of the corporate media, and after all, majority rules. And few realize that the media control and the polarization taking place today has been the conscious agenda of the globalists, who consider the United States as a not-so-profitable branch of the world economy they seek to control.